Today we are looking at a modern-day Australian woman who has helped many children through her charitable work. She is Moira Kelly, a practicing Catholic Christian. She was awarded the Order of Australia in 2001 in recognition of her humanitarian service to both the Australian and international communities. In 2012, she received the Victorian of the Year Award, and in both 2003 and 2004, she was nominated for the Australian of the Year Awards. She has also won many other awards. Moira Kelly was born on 31st January 1964 in Melbourne, Victoria. At the tender age of 7, Moira was inspired by a video of Mother Teresa in India and announced to her mother that one day she too would work with Mother Teresa. As a primary school student in Carlton, an inner city suburb of Melbourne, she would climb the fence of her school to help feed the children at the school next door, a school for children with special needs. In 1982, after completing Year 10 at St Aloysius Girls College in North Melbourne, she left school and completed a course to be a special education teaching assistant. Then in 1984, she trained as a Catholic lay missionary and also completed a probation officer course for working with young offenders. Moira worked in Western Australia as a house mother at an Aboriginal mission. Then, aged 22, she went to Calcutta, India, to work with Mother Teresa's mission. She sold her car to finance her airfare. In 1988, she was honoured as an Australian Bicentenary Young Woman of the Year for her work in community services. In 1992, she headed to New York, USA, where she worked with babies whose mothers had HIV/AIDS and were on cocaine in the Bronx area. While in New York, Moira received a phone call from a priest in Ireland asking her to come to Romania to coordinate the volunteers at a Romanian orphanage for children affected by HIV/AIDS. She travelled there later in 1992. There she coordinated the Romanian Children's Appeal of Ireland and was responsible for the well-being of 80 abandoned children at the Victor Babes Hospital in Bucharest. In 1994, Moira went to Bosnia and Herzegovina. There she started Nobody's Children, a volunteer program at a refugee camp. She organized aid and welfare programs in several refugee camps, opened 2 pharmacies, and started a free mobile dental clinic. She also organized the emergency evacuation of patients to hospitals overseas. She left this program in 1997 and returned to Australia. Back in Australia in 1999, she set up the non-profit Children First Foundation. This foundation helps children in developing countries who have serious health problems which local doctors are unable to treat effectively. The foundation organises medical treatment for them in Australia. Many have been taken to Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital or Epworth Hospital. There, the specialist medical and nursing staff donate their services. Children have been brought to Australia for treatment from 10 different countries. The Foundation's open-door Rotary Farm at Kilmore, north of Melbourne, has accommodated hundreds of children brought to Australia for treatment. 2 of the Children First Foundation helped, were Trishna and Krishna, born conjoined at the head in Bangladesh in 2006. Groundbreaking 38-hour surgery saved their lives and gave them bright, independent futures. Following the twins' surgery, Moira stepped back from many of her previous engagements for 2 years to provide the intensive care that they needed. She has become the mother to those twins and also to 2 boys from Iraq, Ahmed and Emmanuel. These boys, now young men, have overcome incredible disabilities and multiple surgeries. In 2016, Moira created the Moira Kelly Creating Hope Foundation, based in an inner-city Melbourne location, to provide comfort, hope and safety to children and displaced women from overseas and locally. The children and families are housed in a home which the foundation manages. A local church provided a house. The foundation is staffed entirely by volunteers and its work is funded almost entirely by charitable donations. It also provides surgery for children with medical conditions that local doctors cannot treat. A devout Christian woman, Moira has been guided by her faith towards the many causes that she has pursued. More important to Moira than all the awards she has gained is the confirmation that by following God's guidance, mountains can be moved. And dreams do come through. This divine inspiration and the joyous results are accompanied with a fair degree of perspiration, mental angst, and emotional heartache. Moira Kelly sees nothing special in all she has done. "It's a funny world we live in where people think, what I do is exceptional," she says. "It should be what we all do." Moira, through her charitable work, has saved and improved the lives of countless children and communities around the world. Christians, man.